And Kathy Dawes now, along with Melissa Kirkwood, and she is Community Relations Officer with Manhattan Parks and Recreation, and also Recreation Supervisor Ryan McKee, and welcome both of you here today. I know we are going to be focusing on the Easter plans. I mean, it is that time of the year after all, but maybe just a brief update, too, on some of the other things that Manhattan Parks and Rec is working on. And Melissa, I'll let you take the lead, and we'll kind of let Ryan fill in the blanks.
We have lots going on at Parks and Recreation. It is that springtime, and things are starting to green up, and goodness knows we've had enough rain. But with the rain, the grass has been growing, and so we're ready to throw out some Easter eggs with the Easter Family Fun Day that Ryan will talk about here in just a minute. We also have our activity guide that has been released since last Monday, and lots of spring, summer activities, and lots of activities for you to sign up for, whether you're a child, a family, a senior. We've got it all in the guide.
Do want to remind our listeners, too, as always, phone lines are open 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350 KMAN. But Ryan, I'm sure you have your hands pretty full getting ready for this big event.
We do. There's a lot going on with this Easter Family Fun Day. So this kind of started back last fall. We did a Family Fun Day, and it involved a lot of people there at the pavilion. And we thought, well, we need to do another one this spring. And we thought, how about tying in with the Lions Club? They do the Easter egg hunt every year, and they've seen their numbers drop just a little bit. So we're like, let's just jump on board and see if we can get those numbers back up. And how it works is basically at 10 o'clock, all the kids line the park, and they have different age groups where they're lined up with a map. And at 10 o'clock, the siren goes, and at 10:05, all the eggs are picked up. So we thought, and they're gone. So why not keep some people around? Why not bring them over to the pavilion? And that's what we decided to do. We got Hy-Vee on board. They're going to provide some free pancakes for us. And we got a lot of carnival games and bounce houses and a live DJ. And ESB has sponsored our $500 cash money drop for the older kids, because basically it only goes to the egg hunt only goes to 8 years old. So we thought, well, there's still some older kids that like to do some things. So we thought, why not do a money drop? And so from at 9 to 14 year olds, we're going to have like a money drop with the fire department. So put them on top of the ladder and drop some money and let them go crazy.
Well, how fun, too. And let's just face it, Easter, you think of kids, Melissa.
I mean, it's
perfect. It makes it so much fun. I'm sure things will be plenty green with all the rain we've been receiving.
Yeah, we're going to cross our fingers that morning. They have a chance to get out in the sun, but it will be a rain or shine event. And we'll have fun with all ages. And we're super happy with our sponsors being able to step up to the plate and keep that momentum going throughout the day. Because it is we wanted to create a family atmosphere with the pancake feed and the money drop, and of course, you know, other activities that we'll have there as well. So, and we encourage, if you're from the Manhattan area, if you're from the surrounding areas, you know, we know there's lots going on, but City Park is something that we are very proud of and we want to show off. And so this is a great way for us to do that as well.
And as you just explained so carefully too, Ryan, this isn't to take away from the Lions Club. It's in addition to, it's just another fun aspect of the day.
You bet. Yeah, we just, you know, they're on board with us, and we've worked with them hand in hand, and we want their event to keep going strong. And we thought, what a great way to keep people around the park and maybe bring them out, maybe bring a few additional people out for them, and vice versa, to help each other out on that. So we do, you know, involving the fire department and the police department, RCPD will be there, as well as Westview Community Church is providing a lot of the volunteer work. We need a lot of volunteers to run all the games and all the barricades and keep people in the, you know, out of the areas we don't need them at. And there's just a lot going on. So
what do you still need from the public, out of curiosity? Anything? I mean, is it
not really anything? Everything's pretty much set. We're pretty much ready to roll. We got all the stuff being provided as far as the pancake feed and the staffing for that. We got the map ready to go, and it's going to go out in the paper soon, along with social media and different ways we get it out. So should be a lot of people seeing it and a lot of people to partake.
Very good. Well, anything else, Melissa, about this particular event, or do we want to talk some about the activities guide and other things that are going on right now?
Sure. I'd love to talk about the activities guide, as well as some of our other upcoming events that will be happening, not only just in April, but come May, we will have quite a few events going on. One of the things we haven't had a chance to really publicize yet, because it's kind of hot off the presses, on Thursday, April 13th, you will see a lot of activity on the Linear Trail that morning. We have partnered with Fort Riley, and one of their largest battalion units is going to be marching the Linear Trail. So we will have about 400 soldiers, along with the public, taking part in an 8-mile march on Linear Trail that morning. And it's really to help tie in and celebrate the Big Red One and their anniversary, as well as we will be having the unveiling, and lots will be coming out through the Flint Hills Discovery Center. They are getting ready to do a exhibit about the Big Red One here coming later this summer. So we're excited to have that group join us and really experience the Linear Trail, because a lot of those soldiers and their families didn't know about our trail system here in Manhattan. So this is a great way for us to show that to them. So it will be a public event that morning, Thursday, April 13th, and it's early from 7 to 9 in the morning. But they also are going to be bringing some of their media folks, and they're going to be doing video shout-outs. The public can come and just congratulate and thank our soldiers for all that they do for us and our country.
Boy, that does sound like a tremendous event, too. And anything else, Brian, you're wanting to add?
Yeah, I wanted to throw out our May 7th event. We have a Little Apple Pedal. It's called, I believe, the second annual one of that. We started this last year where we team up with Josh Salmons, and we have a lot of different groups involved. But we're doing something new this year with Pathfinder is going to do a bike swap. So for kids and families to come out on May 7th from 2 to 4:30, we're going to start this. Last year, we went out to Tuttle Creek State Park and accessed their trails and used it in their park. And then we're going to move it this year over to the old, kind of behind the old Rays over there on Anderson Street, back in the back parking lot, and we'll access Linear Trail there. There's going to be a 7-mile slow ride following basically a bike rodeo, bike swap, just a lot of different things going on with biking with families. So that'll be a fun event. So look for that flyer as well.
And that kind of ties in with Bike Month, too. So
it really does.
Makes a lot
of
sense.
It kind of kicks off Bike Month.
Kicks off Bike Month. And I think that's a great event for families, whether you're used to biking or not. We're there to help support you. And there'll be a rest stop at West Side Market,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yep.
So it'll be an afternoon fun activity. So lots to do.
Well, definitely just such a busy time when we get into spring, and there's a lot of excitement, and I'm sensing that in the room today, that you just have all kinds of different things going on. Anything else that you're wanting to share today, Melissa?
Well, I'm going to let Ryan talk about our Apple Core Challenge. It's a new event that we've been doing, and it will still continue this week. I'm just so excited that we've got lots of business community partners coming forth and participating in that event.
It's been a fun event. We have 9 businesses that have signed up for our first year we've tried this, and basically, a business signs up a roster of 12 to 20 people, and they take about a week and a half. We have about 15 or so different activities that they're involved with. So we've had 3-on-3 basketball. We've had cornhole. Last night we had a softball tournament. We got volleyball and poker. You know, tomorrow night we have bowling and trivia and different things. So it's a really fun for a business to sign up, get their employees together and get together and do things and get that camaraderie together with them. And so far everybody's just loved it and really enjoyed it. And we got some good momentum going with that. So hopefully next year we can get even some more teams signed up for that. So.
I was going to say probably too late to get involved this time around.
Yeah, it is.
It's giving you an idea how it all works and operates.
But hopefully everybody's had a great time, and hopefully word of mouth will spread. And then next year when we provide, you know, we start that again, we're going to get a lot of people going, oh, you got to do this. You know, this is really fun. So, and that's what we've heard so far, is people have really talked positively about it. And I think we'll incorporate some new activities next year, and the ones that work well, we'll do again maybe, and the ones that maybe need to be tweaked, we'll do that. Do something with that from there. So, looking forward to finishing strong with that activity as well.
Very good. Anything else, Melissa?
I just thank everybody who has participated in those events that are going on now, and please come out and join us for the Family Fun Day and the pedal that comes up on May 7th, and lots of other activities that we have going on.
Again, we've had with us today from Manhattan Parks and Recreation Community Relations Officer Melissa Kirkwood, also Recreation Supervisor Ryan McKee, and appreciate both of them stopping by. When we come back, via Christie Hospital Manhattan, President Bob Koppel will be joining us and has lots to talk about today. We'll take us to the top of the hour. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.